This is Molly with Clean Food Dirty Girl, and I'm going to help you get through a craving or a desire or an urge, whichever you want to call it. They're all really the same thing, without acting on it. So if you find yourself having a craving, then come back to this as many times as you need and go through this with me. So when we have a craving for something, our knee-jerk reaction to that craving is to make it go away. Because when we crave something, when we have a desire for something, when we have an urge for something, it's usually uncomfortable if we don't go for it. So if we're craving a glass of wine and we don't have the wine, it's going to be uncomfortable. And so our knee-jerk reaction is to have the thing that we're craving so that we can make that craving, that desire, that urge go away. Now, of course, it's temporary because those cravings and desires and urges will always come back eventually if we continue doing the thing. And eventually, if you quit drinking for good, eventually those cravings and desires and urges won't be there anymore. But in the beginning, they might be there a lot. Some days you might have more desires or urges or cravings than other days. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason for it. And that's okay. The point of this audio is for you to get through a craving without acting on it, to allow yourself to crave something, to have an urge for something without making that urge or craving go away, right? By doing the thing that you're craving. In this case, probably alcohol, since this is a dry challenge. So if you're having a craving right now, I want you to just find a seat. Maybe you're sitting already. If not, maybe just take a seat. And I want you to pinpoint, like get present in your body, come into your body, bring your mind just where you are. If your mind is really racing or worrying or stressed or really feeling antsy, just take a moment, take a breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth, and see if you can locate in your body where you feel that craving. Okay, so is that, or that urge, or that desire? Can you feel it in your chest? Can you feel it in your throat? Is it more in your stomach? There's an energetic vibration that you're feeling right now. Whenever we feel an urge, a desire, a craving, we feel an energetic vibration in our body that if we pay attention and if we get calm enough and if we open up enough, we can pinpoint where that vibration is in our body. Now, it's going to be different for everyone, and it might be different for you on a different day or a different hour. Someday you might feel it in the back of your throat. Other days you may feel it in your chest. Other days you may feel it in your abdomen. Maybe on a different day, you feel it in your head. Where do you feel that craving in your body? Yes, the craving is also in the mind, of course. Of course it is. We have the thoughts that we really want something, right? But we also can feel it in the body. So what I want you to do is just play around with this and see if you can pinpoint where the craving is in your body. Once you find it, even if you're not totally sure, you're like, okay, I feel something in my chest. Can you connect with that energetic vibration? Can you connect with it and breathe into that space? breathe into, let's say it's in your chest, breathe into your chest and open up to that feeling. And start to get curious. Is that energetic vibration that's in your chest, is it fast? Is it slow? Does it have a color? Does it have a shape? Does it have smooth edges? Does it have really pointed edges? Can you see through it? Or is it darker? Just open up and play around with the idea of getting curious and staying open to the feeling, to the energetic vibration that you have in your body when you crave something. What does that look like for you in your body? And really connect with that. Breathe into that. Stay open for that. And hold space for that. And know that that doesn't have to go away. That feeling in the body of a craving, it's okay for it to be there. You don't have to make it go away. It can exist and it can just be there. You can just allow it to be there and you can pay attention to it and you can breathe love into it. Nothing has gone wrong. Nothing has gone wrong. If you feel a craving, if you're experiencing a desire or an urge for something, there's nothing wrong with you. You're wanting something that you've likely done a lot of in the past, and you've formed a habit around it. And when we don't go for that thing that we usually go for, we're going to feel a certain type of way. And so what way do you feel? Where are you feeling it? And can you be with it, just allowing it to be there without doing anything about it apart from being present with the feeling and connecting to the energetic vibration in your body? When we allow ourselves to sit with our emotions, to sit with our feelings, to sit with our cravings and desires and urges, then there's no need for us to make it go away. When we're not fearing how we might feel if we don't have the thing we're craving, then we don't need to make the fear go away. We don't need to make the craving go away, because if we don't fear it, if we allow it to be there, then it can just be there. And so we sit with it. We breathe into it. We honor it. We say hello. Oh, hello. This is what a craving feels like in my body. Maybe you've never thought about it in this way before. Maybe that energetic vibration that you're having is really happy that you are mindful of that. And allowing it to be there just as it is, without thinking it's bad or wrong, without thinking that you're bad or wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. You're having a craving for something, that is it. And where are you feeling that craving in your body? Is it in the stomach? Has it moved? Is it maybe a little bit lower now? Is it over to the side a little bit? Is it a different color now? The more we sit with it and the more we're open to it, the more we understand, the more we realize, the more we trust that it's okay. We don't have to act on everything we feel. We can feel a challenging emotion and allow it to be there. And as we do that, it will change. It will morph. It will be less challenging. It'll be less intense. It will feel differently. As long as you are able and willing to stay open to it without making it go away by doing the thing that you're craving. It'll go away on its own. You don't have to do anything to make it go away. It eventually will if you just allow it to be there and witness it and say hello and feel it. Then it'll go away. You don't have to reach for the thing to make it go away. You don't have to have that glass of wine to make that desire go away. It'll go away on its own without you having anything to drink, without you doing anything, if you are open to it. And this takes some practice. And this does not happen the first time. It might feel awkward and it might feel weird. And it's also one of those things that you have to keep doing. It's not as if you do it one time and then you're done. You do it every time a craving comes up, every time an urge comes up, every time a desire comes up. And you can practice this with many things. Maybe it's ice cream that you're really, really craving and you're trying not to eat ice cream. You don't want to eat ice cream and you have a craving. You can do that for that. You can do this practice for that as well. Anything that comes up that you have a strong urge or desire for that you would prefer not to do, then do this. Connect with it. Take a couple deep breaths and then locate in your body where you are feeling that craving. Stay open to it. Breathe into it. Hold space for it. Allow it to be there for as long as you like. It could do that for 90 seconds at a minimum. Because it takes about 90 seconds to process an emotion. And you can do it for longer as well. And you might have to do this 10 times a day. You might have to do this 10 times an hour in the beginning, and that's okay. When you have a craving, locate where you're feeling it in the body. Open up, breathe into it, hold space for it until it starts to morph, and then go on about your day. Now, there's a little trick that I like to do in the beginning with this work. You can get a jar, and every time you go through this practice, on a little piece of paper, write something on the paper like, desire number one, done. Fold up the paper and put it in the jar. You can put the place where you felt the energetic vibration. So you can say, okay, chest, red. Maybe it was red in the beginning. Write that on a little piece of paper, put that in the jar. And then after you've collected about 100 urges in the urge jar, then you won't need to do it anymore. And maybe you won't need to do it after 50 or after 70, but for sure after going through this 100 times, you're not going to have to try as much because those cravings and those urges won't come up as much as they did. It's not going to be so intense and you're not going to have them as frequently. The more times you can go through this without acting on it, right? This is a skill that you will have to practice, but the more you do it, the better you get. And if you collect 100 urges in your urge jar, you're going to be well on your way to not having any more cravings for that particular thing, whether that's alcohol, whether that's sugar, whatever you're working on. So put this to practice. I hope that it's helpful for you. And don't be afraid to feel that stuff. Don't be afraid to feel what's going on in your body when you have a craving. When we are no longer afraid of it, it changes everything. Because then we don't have to reach for the thing. We can just allow it to be uncomfortable. Allow it to be just how it is without doing anything, knowing that it will change and it will get easier. Okay, I hope this was helpful. Okay, now go feel those cravings without acting on them.